गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी यशोदनन्दन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानन्दन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदनन्दन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजक आचार्य अष्टोत्तर श्रीमद एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी स्वरूपा की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की समवेद गौर भक्त वृंद की निताई गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल गोरीस असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल गोरीस असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल गोरीस असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल गोरीस ऑल गोरीस ऑल गोरीस शशि गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 15 डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ मिस्टिक योगा परफेक्शंस टेक्स्ट नंबर 31
उपासकस्य मामेवम् ಉಪಾಸಕಸ್ಯ ಮಾಮೇವಂ ಯೋಗಧಾರಣಯ ಮುನೇ ಯೋಗಧಾರಣಯ ಮುನೇ ಸಿದ್ಧಯ ಪೂರ್ವಕಥಿತ ಸಿದ್ಧಯ ಪೂರ್ವಕಥಿತ ಉಪತಿಷ್ಠಂತ ಶೇಷತ ಉಪಾಸಕಸ್ಯ ಮಾಮೇವಂ ಯೋಗಧಾರಣಯ ಮುನೇ ಸಿದ್ಧಯ ಪೂರ್ವಕಥಿತ ಉಪತಿಷ್ಠಂತ ಶೇಷತ ಉಪಾಸಕಸ್ಯ ಮಾಮೇವಂ ಯೋಗಧಾರಣಯ ಮುನೇ ಸಿದ್ಧಯ ಪೂರ್ವಕಥಿತ ಉಪತಿಷ್ಠಂತ ಶೇಷತ ಉಪಾಸಕಸ್ಯ ಮಾಮೇವಂ ಯೋಗಧಾರಣಯ ಮುನೇ ಚತುಷ್ಟಂತಶೇಷತ ಉಪಾಸಕಸ್ಯ ಮಾಮೇವಂ ಯೋಗಧಾರಣಯ ಮುನೇ ಸಿದ್ಧಯ ಪೂರ್ವಕಥಿತ ಉಪತಿಷ್ಠಂತಶೇಷತ ಉಪಾಸಕಸ್ಯ ಮಾಮೇವಂ ಯೋಗಧಾರಣಯ ಮುನೇ ಸಿದ್ಧಯ ಪೂರ್ವಕಥಿತ ಉಪತಿಷ್ಠಂತ ಶೇಷತ ಉಪಾಸಕಸ್ಯ ಮಾಮೇವಂ ಮತಜಿಸ್ ಉಪಾಸಕಸ್ಯ ಮಾಮೇವಂ ಯೋಗಧಾರಣಯ ಮುನೇ ಕಥಿತ ಉಪತಿಷ್ಠಂತ ಶೇಷತಃ
ಉಪಾಸಕಸ್ಯ ಅವನ್ ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ವರ್ಷಿಪಿಂಗ್ ಮಾಂ ಮೀ ಏವಂ ದಸ್ ಯೋಗಧಾರಣೆಯ ಬೈ ದ ಪ್ರಾಸೆಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಮಿಸ್ಟಿಕ್ ಮೆಡಿಟೇಷನ್ ಮುನೇ ಆಫ್ ಎ ಲರ್ನ್ಡ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಸಿದ್ಧಯ ದ ಮಿಸ್ಟಿಕ್ ಪರ್ಫೆಕ್ಷನ್ಸ್ ಪೂರ್ವ previously katita described upatishtanti approach asheshatah in all respects translation and purport by the servants of his divine grace AC Bhaktivedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada ki a learned devotee who worships me through yoga meditation certainly obtains in all respects the mystic perfections that I have described. Purport. The word yoga dharanaya indicates that each devotee obtains the particular perfection for which he has qualified himself. The Lord thus concludes his discussion of yoga siddhis.
ಓಂ ಅಜ್ಞಾನತಿಮಿರಂಧಸ್ಯ ಜ್ಞಾನಾಂಜನಶಲಾಕಯ ಚಕ್ಷುರೋನ್ಮಿಲಿತಂ ಯೇನ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರವೇ ನಮಃ ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮನೋಭೀಷ್ಟಂ स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वापदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमोऽस्तुते तप्त काञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे।
Hare Krishna, seek the blessings of all the devotees for speaking on this exalted topic of Srimad Bhagavatam and also a very unknown territory of mystic perfections. Even in the normal activities, it is difficult to become perfect. What to speak of what Lord Krishna is describing to Uddhava here about the 8 mystic perfections and 10 perfections that are considered to be secondary, and then 5 more that are considered to be inferior perfections. And yesterday Bhakti Ashraya Vaishnava Maharaj was explaining that one of the reasons why Lord Krishna is giving such detailed understanding of the mystic powers and how everything in the universe is ultimately connected to Krishna. It is Krishna who is the cause of everything. He is explaining how to get these mystic powers. And especially because Uddhava is going to go and meet the many rishis and sages in the Badrikashram, and in Badrikashram most of these rishis, they are already either aspiring for them or are having some of these perfections. And if Uddhava has to take them to the next level, obviously he should be able to explain to them that even the source of all that you are aspiring for is Krishna. And the difference between a sincere seeker, aspirant, somebody who is growing, and somebody who doesn't, who just wants to stay there, is that when the source is revealed, then he accepts that, okay, this is what I want to come up to.
unlike Hiranyakashipu, when Hiranyakashipu got to know that the source of Prahlad's powers is Vishnu, it's not that he surrendered to that understanding. He rebelled against that understanding. And that famous verse in which he asks Prahlad, Prahlad, where did you get your powers? All these amazing powers by which you are not able to be killed in the by the poison, by the elephants. These are all perfections, powers that I have got after years of tapasya. But you seem to have not just right out of the, as they say, kindergarten, just 5 years old, you seem to have all these powers. And especially if somebody has toiled very hard to get something, and if he finds that somebody else is able to get that very quickly, it's difficult to digest. Like it is said that in one Westerner, American, he was at Dadar station. And we have these bookstalls there, Wheeler's, I think, Wheeler's books, all this. So he picked up one book and he read the title of the book and immediately fainted. So everybody gathered there to see what happened. What happened that this guy, just by picking up a book, he fainted. It was not the weight of the book, so they gave him water, they woke him up, and they asked, what happened? Why did you faint? He said, I am a doctor. And to get this doctorate, to this degree, I toiled for 10 years and spent nearly $2 lakh. $200,000 to be able to get this degree. And here I find a book in this Wheeler's bookstall that says how to become a doctor in 30 days. You find these books, how to learn this in 30 days, that in, which he was not able to digest. That all that information that I got, of course, the amount of the extent of what that book might cover may be different from what he has. But an experience like that to Hiranyakashipu, that I have toiled for thousands of years to get the powers, and here is a book, or not even a book, this person, without doing anything, apparently, he has become a master of the perfections that I have achieved. And when Hiranyakashipu asked Prahlad, what is the source of your powers? And the answer that Prahlad gives really troubles Hiranyakashipu's, because he thought maybe there is some secret source from where he is getting and he is not telling me. Like sometimes when Bhagavatam speakers share, then there are some details which nobody has heard before. And if there is some other speaker, then rather than everything else, he will come and ask, you spoke that story, now where did you get that story? What is the source of your information? Like recently I was hearing about Narasimha Leela, and this devotee was explaining that how when Hiranyakashipu was not able to kill Prahlad in all types of means, he thought maybe one who has given him birth, if she tries to kill Prahlad, then he may die. because the source of birth is mother, Kayadu. So he calls Kayadu and he tells Kayadu that I am trying from all different places to kill Prahlad, but he is not being killed. So I want you to kill him. Now for a mother to kill her own child, now father has already become heartless. But mother still has the soft heart and he says, I can't do this. He says, before you are a mother, you are my wife. As Maharaj was saying yesterday that santan se pehle suhaga. So he kind of played on that. That before you are a mother, you are my wife and you should obey my orders. And then he gives this pot of kheer that has Kalakota wish to Kayadu and tells, with your own hands you feed this poison to your son. Very filmy. And Kayadu just can't do this. But she has to, and when she sees the dilemma in the, when Prahlad sees the dilemma in Kayadu's face, he asks, what happened, mother? Why are you in such a difficulty? You seem to be very perplexed. And she says that your father wants me to feed this poison, this Kalakota wish that can kill thousands of adults. She wants me to feed to you. But my hands cannot lift the spoon to feed you this poison. Then Prahlad says, oh, this poison is coming from my father's brother, Anantashesh. So this is not going to harm me. And he willingly takes and drinks that. And nothing happens. So Hiranyakashipu was really perplexed that how to kill this child who has got all these powers. And especially when he tells the soul that the source of my power is the same as the source of your power. We are all getting all our powers from Shaktiman, Krishna, Vishnu. So which was not at all palatable for his mind to accept. So when the devotees or when the suras, when those who are after growing spiritually, when they get some understanding, some information, which is more than what they can they are conceived of, they accept it. Therefore, one of the famous thinkers, he says that if you are looking for comfort, you will not find truth. But if you are looking for truth, eventually you will find comfort. And one of the most difficult things for the mind to accept, is uncomfortable, is to accept that there is some other power that is bigger than you, especially when you start getting powers. And here Lord Krishna, he explains all these mystic powers. And since quite some weeks, we have been hearing through these mystic powers and the classes upon that. And some of us are saying, enough! Because none of us are going to have them. It's like knowing the route from Edinburgh to Berlin. And none of us are going to go there to travel. And maybe right now we don't need the details. But when you start hearing the details, at times you may feel, mera kya lena dena isse. But the main lesson that we can get from this whole chapter and all the description that Lord Krishna gives is that how everything comes when you meditate and when you absorb yourself in Krishna. As it says, upasakasya mam evam. This comes that evam, that it is only by connecting to, by worshipping me, that we get all that we are having. And now the science is also trying to get all this mystic, all these perfections. And I kind of saw that which are all the siddhis that science has apparently got. Some of them are there, like the Lagima Siddhi, the ability to make one's body lighter than the air. May not be in this body, but through aeroplanes, through rockets, we have got that Siddhi. And Anima Siddhi, the ability to decrease as much as, at least maybe digitally we got. Digitally the size of the hard disk or the pen drives is decreasing, but the amount of data that those pen drives or the hard disk can increase, can store, is increasing. I know of a SD card that is of the size of 2 TB. I don't have it because it's expensive, but you can get a SD card that which you put in your mobiles to hear songs or lectures. It can come off 2 TB, 2000 GB of data in that small thing. So something like Anima Siddhi, becoming lighter and lighter, or smaller and smaller. And Prapti Siddhi, now most of us have got Prapti Siddhis through Amazon.com. That whatever you want, you just open the app and you order it, and within 2 days you get it at your doorfront. And in the West there is Amazon Now. Amazon Now is within 2 hours of your ordering, the product will be at your home. It will be at your doorstep. 2 hours. And this is Prapti, that whatever you want. And as Maharaj was saying, that there are 7-star hotels that can give you whatever in the world. They contain everything that you can wish. And then there is the Ishita and Vashita Siddhi, where you can try to control others' minds, other people. Now, the advertisements are, you can say, the Vashita Siddhi. They keep showing you because they understand the psychology. That if they keep showing you something, like the most famous thing, that when you go through the Pedder Road, then there is this Kalyani Jewelers advertisement, billboard that is there. And 10 times you will see that board, and maybe if you have money in the pocket, then you will want to go and buy, that I want to have this. So, through the advertisements, through all the media, they are trying to influence us. They are trying to influence their desires upon others, which is also like what these ancient sages or these rishis were trying to do, get the Ishita and Vashita Siddhi, right, wanting to control others' behavior, others how they think. So in this way we can see that science is also trying to get all these powers. And all these mystic powers, it is not In the Srimad Bhagavatam, to Uddhava, Lord Krishna is explaining how they are all connected to the Supreme Lord by meditating on his different aspects, by meditating on in him in the element of false ego, you get this, by meditating on him as the source of the three modes, as the controller of the three modes, as the impersonal Brahman, different things Krishna explains. And this is the path by which a person will eventually understand that if ultimately everything is dependent on Krishna, why not I just surrender to Krishna? Because the process which Krishna is giving is something that is conducive to progress. But that may not be the case with other yoga paths that don't directly mention about Krishna as the source of all of them. Just like science, it's not that every scientist appreciates that there is a higher source, higher intelligence behind everything. There are some scientists which come to this conclusion, but some don't. And that is mainly because the motive behind all that they are doing is not to understand and appreciate the beauty and the creation of the Lord, but it is to get controllership, it is to get power. And this drive for power, either subtle powers or physical powers or financial powers, is a very strong drive. This in this book, Man's Search for Meaning. This is one of the around 50 years back. This psychologist Dr. Viktor Frankl. In fact, they say this is the first book, first motivational book that ever came out into the market. He was a doctor during the Jewish atrocities in this camps, concentration camps. And he went through real torture and seeing death all around him. And after he came out, he wrote this book that what is man really searching for? And he kind of says that one of the strong drives that everyone has is drive for pleasure. That every living being, everyone is being just motivated by pleasure. If there is something that can give me pleasure, I will go for that. And if something gives me pain, I'll try to avoid that. And he says that more stronger than the drive for pleasure is the drive for power. That it's not just you want to enjoy, but you want to see others move at your command. You want things to move at your command, just like the remote, when you get the remote control of the TV or a machine, then you just press buttons, you swipe here and there, and everything starts to move as per your wish, and which gives a more stronger addiction. And therefore, even in the administration circles, it is said that power is very addictive. That once you get this power, then you cannot just let it go. And therefore, power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And it's a common rule, it's a kind of a, I shouldn't say absolute rule, but in the material realm, anyone that gets some kind of controllership, some kind of power, often tends to misuse it unless he is strongly connected to Krishna. And we see that Arjuna, he also tried for many of these astra shastras, and Prabhupada explains that those weapons that can be controlled through mantras are higher than just astras, are just physical skills, but for shastra you need to have more subtle control on your mind. And Arjuna, through his tapasya and by pleasing Indra and Shiva, he got all these powers. But because he was a devotee, these powers didn't overpower him. They in fact became a tools in the service of the Lord. Same with Hanuman. Hanuman also had many of these powers that we have read through. Asta Siddhi Navanidike Data. And we see that when Hanumanji was jumping, he practically used all of these powers that he had. Anima. He became small, like in the size of a cat, to go into Lanka unnoticed. Then he became Mahima when he met this demon. I think Surasa, that opened her mouth big. Then he also started to expand. And then Lagima, he jumped across the ocean. So, Hanuman, Arjuna, they used the powers, but they didn't become a subordinate to that powers. Else, usually, we may take to something that this is something that I can use in Krishna's service. But if you are not careful, very often we end up becoming servant of that instrument rather than using that instrument in the service of Krishna. And it may happen with mystic powers or it can happen with technology. Technology is also a mystic, anything that is mysterious, something that is not, you cannot relate to it clearly, it appears to be mystical. How did it come up that I just wanted yesterday and somebody comes today and he delivers at the doorstep? It is mystical. But it is, nothing is mystical when you understand the process that goes behind it. Therefore, there is this episode, that story that is told, that there was once a small child that was sitting in a flight. And another man came and sat. And this small girl was reading some book, maybe Bible or something. And this man, he said, okay, we have to pass some time. So do you mind discussing? If you discuss, then the journey becomes shorter. If you are sitting quietly, then the journey becomes longer, subjectively. So she said, what do you want to discuss about? Seems that you are reading some religious book. Should we discuss on God? And this girl, she says, okay, before we discuss about God, I have one question. I have something that I am not able to understand. Do you have an answer for this? Say, what is it? I have seen that when I go into the nature, to animal places, I see that the cow eats grass. The horse also eats grass. And the deer or the sheep, they also eat grass. Although the input is same, the structure of the output is different. The horse, the cow, it gives flat patties. It is very soft. But whereas the horse, it gives clumps and they are usually hard. In clumps it falls from the horse, the excreta. And with the sheep or the deer, it comes like tablets, clumps, small pellets. So how is it that same grass is going into their bodies, but one is giving patties, another is giving clumps, another is giving pellets? So this grown up man started to think, I never thought about that. And this small girl said, if you are not able to understand what is coming out of a human being or a living being, you can't explain that, but you want to understand the Supreme Being. So therefore, I don't think you are qualified enough. First, you try to understand this excreta, why there is difference in this, the way it is coming out, and then we may discuss about higher subject matters. So when we try to apply logic to everything that is around us, often our logic is a very limited sphere to be able to grasp everything. Therefore, even quantum physics, all these higher sciences, they tell us that if you really want to understand and grow in this field, then you have to put aside your logic. Because your logic is based on what you have perceived all around you. But not everything in the universe works as per that. When I was studying my master's, we were studying this many advanced theories in quantum sciences. And sometimes I used to go to my professor taking some of the latest articles from, say, New Times, New Scientist or Scientific American or Nature, about something they are discussing about quantum physics. And I asked, sir, they are saying this, but this is not how we understand it. And you say, most of this articles that they write, they don't have an understanding of what they are writing about. Because it is a popular thing, they just want to make some money out of it. So he said that if you want to really understand, never read all these magazines that are being written by all so-called scientific journalists, but they don't have an idea. And through science, they are also trying to understand that how something can be traveled like this. You can travel at the speed of mind. Secondary perfections is that you can travel at the speed of the mind anywhere you want to go. You quickly there, Prabhupada said that in the Kumbh Mela is going to come. That many sages, all rishis, they are staying in the Himalayas. But wherever there is Kumbh Mela happening, they just take bath in the Ganga there. And they appear out of the Ganga. And then they again disappear after they take bath. Then they again disappear. No one knows. No IRCTC travels have been, their names are not registered there. So no one knows how they travel because they have this. So how can that happen? And this is a very big field in sciences to understand this travel that can happen in far distances in quick time. So there is all types of theories and trying to understand. There is this quantum tunneling that they say, that how you can tunnel through space, or they say speak about quantum coupling, and most of it is somehow trying to get these powers, but without surrendering to Krishna, without accepting that yes, these powers can be bestowed, these things can be given. And here Lord Krishna explains that that when a devotee, when a upasaka, through proper practice, when he becomes qualified, then he is given this. So, there is the merit, the person has to qualify himself. But once you qualify yourself, then there is the reward, which Krishna gives. So, often there is this differentiation that there is Kripa Siddha and there is the Sadhana Siddha. Some people become perfect just by their sadhana and some by receiving the mercy of the Lord. And this word mercy, at least in the English, it comes from the root word. Of course, in English there is no root word, there is Latin words. It comes from the word mercies, and mercies means a reward. That you have done something nice, and because you have done something nice, the higher powers, higher beings, the landlord or someone, he becomes happy with your functioning and he gives you a reward. So that reward is not a payment or not worth for what you have done, but it is something that is because you done something, so he gives you a bonus, something that is a reward. The same way, Krishna doesn't have to give us his mercy, but the way he gives us his mercy is when we put our efforts to somehow or other absorb in him. And most of the yogis that they do is mainly to get these powers. But a devotee, he wants to absorb in Krishna because he wants to serve Krishna. He wants to please Krishna. And the best, and any person, if somebody is always thinking about you, then it is quite pleasing to you. Oh, this person is remembering you. And often when you call someone, then when they pick up, then say, I was just thinking about you. And it's more connecting than the person saying, oh sorry, I completely forgot about you. So the best pleasing thing for Krishna is when the living being, for our own benefit, it's not that Krishna gets benefited by it, but Krishna becomes very pleased when we are absorbed in him. And most of these mystic powers are also to get that, and this episode comes in the Ramayana, that once one of the ministers of Ravana, or I think Mandodari, she asked Ravana that, you have all these mystic powers, so why don't you change your form into Ram and go in front of Sita? You became a sadhu to kidnap Sita. So you can change into any form. So rather than trying to terrify her, just go in the form of Ram and she will agree to become your wife, to be with you. And Ravana said that, I already thought about it. It's not that I didn't think about it, because this is prakamya siddhi. One of the siddhis is to get any form that you desire. There is no word that is given in this, but any form that you desire. But then Ravana explains to Mandodari that the way I can change into another form is that I have to meditate on that form. So if I have to become Ram, I have to meditate on Ram. And I have no trouble in meditating on Ram, to become like Ram. But the trouble I have in meditating on Ram is that as soon as I start meditating on Ram, I start seeing Sita as mother. Not as an object of enjoyment, but as an object of worship. So therefore I am caught. I want to enjoy her, but I don't want to meditate on Ram, because as soon as I meditate on Ram, I lose that desire. So, this is the solution that is there within Ravana's words, that if we want to lose that desire to enjoy this world, what we have to do? We have to meditate on the Supreme Lord, on His pastimes. And when we meditate on the Supreme Lord and His pastimes, then slowly, slowly when we serve Him, like Maharaj explains that when you put Chandan on Gopalji, not in winter but in summer, then your desire to be gratified by the cooling thing, you naturally, because your mind becomes pacified, then even if there is heat, you don't mind because you are giving pleasure to the Lord. And so this is how the devotees, they attain perfection by coming, by serving the Lord. And there was a small episode which I wanted to share, that once one of the Prabhupada's disciples, they asked Krishna, they asked Prabhupada that how do we attain Krishna? How do we achieve, how do we attain Krishna? It seems to be difficult, there are so many paths. And at different times Prabhupada gave different answers, chant Hare Krishna, serve the spiritual master sincerely. So this time Prabhupada gave the answer immediately. He said, you will attain Krishna by your anxiety. And this devotee didn't understand that. Anxiety? It seems to be that anxiety is something that you give up, the chinta, that anxiety is not something that is conducive to Krishna consciousness. But Prabhupada said, yes, material anxiety is not conducive, but anxiety to serve Krishna, anxiety to reach Krishna is the way by which we will attain Krishna. And as we know, when we take up some responsibility to serve Krishna, then there is definitely anxiety. And therefore the guru, he engages all his disciples in different services, responsibilities, because that anxiety will make sure that if it is connected to Krishna, then we will attain Krishna. So we don't have to go through all this different list powers, and definitely most devotees for their services would like to have this, like the fundraiser would like to have the Vashita Siddhi to control the mind of the donor, or the kitchen head would like to have that same power, nobody gives any feedback or everybody is happy with what he has cooked. But we don't have, therefore we are in constant anxiety. Will I be able to please the devotees? Will I be able to get this service done? But if that anxiety is connected to Krishna, then that anxiety will give us Krishna, but it may not give us perfection in that service. But it will ensure that, as Prabhupada said, it will give us Krishna. And once we have Krishna, then we have, we don't need anything else. So I'll stop here. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Thank you very much for your kind attention.